Good morning. Welcome to the bet slip on Tuesday, the 25th of June. No football today. Nothing on. There's one Swedish game. Nothing in it, and a couple of games in Finland. But again, nothing in those for me to look at. I do have one horse to trade, and that is, funnily enough, Hammers Kev. It sums you up perfectly. Keep Up Kevin in the 230 at Beverley. It's the current market favourite, about 5.6. So again, I expect this probably to go off between 5 and 6. But that is Keep Up Kevin in the 230 at Beverley, 25-30% trade. The one yesterday was successful, so let's hope we get a bit of a run going. I will continue with the trades, but I'm going to be adding a few more for you as well. I also have one short horse that was mentioned to me, and I can't find it now. Just bear with me. Oh, yeah, there it is. In the 4 o'clock at Beverley. Bet this at your own peril, but I've been given word for Crystal Tribe in the 4 o'clock at Beverley. It is a short favourite, 2.18 currently, with next in the market at 9.2. So obviously the market fancies it anyway, but I've had a word for that's going to go okay. So Crystal Tribe in the 4 o'clock, 2.30, Keep Up Kevin. I don't have much else to report other than those two. Sorry, I'm in a lot. Just yesterday, I did send an email to those of you who were Ultimate members 2018-19 to sign up for the 19-20 season at the early bird price. Membership will probably only be open till August the 1st. Judging by numbers, I don't think we'll have any spaces after that. The spaces for people who weren't members already, I will open up on Monday the 1st of July. I did have a couple of emails, as I expected I would, about the price. It works out at actually around about 3p a game for the analysis for the whole season, so if people begrudge 3p a game, then don't bother. And also, why am I taking payment in July when the season doesn't start till August? If people who were members can think back to 2 years ago, I took payments in sort of the week before the season started, and we spent the first couple of weeks of the season, if you remember, teaching people how to use Excel, how to open sheets, chasing emails, accessing files in the members area, having to make videos at the last sort of minute just to show people how to do basic things. You learn from that, or at least I do, and think, right, let's get all that out of the way in July. The season starts the first weekend of August. The championship kicks off. Let's get everything done and dusted by the 24th of July, for membership-wise, hopefully. And then 24th of July, the membership opens. We've then got a full week, 10 days, where I can address any issues. So I can send test emails and get them to people and make sure they're getting them. I can check everybody out, can open and access the files in the members area. I can check that people understand what they're using. I can check that people have watched the videos on the macros. So that is why, in effect, you've paid for the season. It doesn't matter whether you pay now or any time to me. If you're going to join, you're going to join. If you're not, you're not. But I just want to get all the admin side out. So I want to make sure everything is working come the 24th of August, so that when the football starts, then I can focus on helping people with the football, rather than my time being, I can't see this file, I can't get that file, I didn't get the email, which is basically a lot of my life, solving issues like that. So that's what I want to do, and solve that. While I'm on that subject, people who've joined RTS Racing in there, the macros are up to date. I forgot to change the website in June. My bad. I'm going over the website now, doing things. We will be updating the racing macros again on the 1st of July. They get updated every month just to keep the portfolio on track. And when I do that on the 1st of July, I will also add some new videos to it, just showing a few bits and bobs. So the RTS Racing, 1st of July, it'll be revamped again with the macros, and I'll add some other stuff. But the stuff you're using on there at the minute was updated for June, so it is current. Ignore what the website says. That was my bad, but I'll get all that up to date next week. Okay, that's it. I think you'll find that July will come thick and fast. This year seems to be racing. and we'll be into the thick of the football. So if you're not also, if you're not joining Ultimate, absolutely fine. You know, I say to people, you've got to do what suits you. And I know some of you are doing the trading side of it, are knocking the fixed odds on the head. That's absolutely fine. It's not, it would be great if you could email me. A couple of you had emailed me and say that you're not joining, just so I know how many spaces I've got. I do only take 100 people on Ultimate. I don't have thousands of people on it. I'm not like one of these other services. We've all got to be able to get on a Friday morning. We've all got to be able to get our bets on. And a lot of them, when there's only 40 matches on the main database and, you know, another 70 matches on the other database, you know, 2,000 people chasing the same games is ridiculous. There's only certain games that offer the value on a Friday. So it is capped. So if you aren't joining, it's absolutely fine. I fully understand that, you know, don't even need to tell me the reasons why, but a few of you have emailed and said you're going to focus on the trading side. But if you aren't, if you could just let me know, it just means on July the 1st, I know how many spaces I've got for the other guys who are looking to do that. It is fixed odds betting, Ultimate. It's nothing to do with trading. It is purely getting the sheets on a Friday and a Tuesday and putting fixed odd bets on. And in the sort of, we have a members help page where other members share systems that they're using. And there's seven systems that I've included of my own this year. So that's that. Okay, right. Well, have a lovely Tuesday. We've got a little, I've got a meeting with Chrissy Spreadsheets, and I've got also got a hospital appointment for Sammy. She's had a bit of a slow heart rate, so we're getting that looked at. But other than that, yes, it'll just be chugging away doing the website stuff. And Ronnie, I know you're listening. I will get the newsletters and things sorted out as soon as I've got all the members' stuff done on the research. I will be getting those into one PDF and getting that into the learning zone. Just bear with me. It will happen, Senor, as soon as I can get round to it. It needs a little bit of work putting that all together. Right, have a lovely day. And I will be back with you on tomorrow morning. I'm going to dig up some stories for later in the week. Liven this podcast up a bit dull now. Now the comp's finished, it's all a bit dull, isn't it? Now Ascot's gone, but we've sometimes you've got to do the business end, and we'll get that done, and then I'll have some stories, and obviously then we'll be in the build-up to the Open. But yes, enjoy your Tuesday, and I will speak to you on tomorrow morning, and all we can say is keep up, Kevin.